record-shattering cold.
The wind chills are going to be downright dangerous.
Allegations of White House disloyalty.
To undermine a president is really a very dangerous thing.
Hong Kong violence.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. Hundreds of daily cold records could fall as a fierce Arctic front plunges into the upper half of the country. CBS's David Begno outside Buffalo says along with the bitter cold is snow.
Rapid City, South Dakota got about 5 inches. To Minneapolis now, vehicles were stuck along a pretty icy Interstate 35 near downtown. Temperatures in Minneapolis this morning started out in the single digits. Minneapolis, your high is expected to be just 17. Parts of eastern Iowa could get 4 to 6 inches of snow. Where we are, the forecast calls for about 10 inches of snow, but upstate New York and northern New England, you'll see about 6 inches.
Forecaster Jeff Berardelli says by tomorrow, the invasion with sharp wind chills could be more widespread.
By tomorrow morning, feels like 14 in Dallas, feels like 10 in Nashville, 4 below in Chicago. And tomorrow, Philadelphia is 49, and then bang, temperatures surge down to 14 in Philadelphia and 7 in Boston.
Well, in 2 days, we'll see open impeachment hearings. Capitol Hill correspondent Nancy Cordes says Republicans are pushing to hear from their own witnesses.
One of them is Hunter Biden, who sat on the board of a Ukrainian energy company. Republicans say they also want to hear from another former board member, as well as a former DNC staffer, neither of whom were mentioned in the partial transcript of the call with Ukraine's president or by any other witnesses. But this is part of the Republican strategy. They want to call witnesses who they feel would bolster their argument that President Trump was simply trying to investigate corruption in Ukraine.
Former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley tells CBS News two men came to her when she was in the Trump administration and said to her they were, quote, trying to save the country. Haley says it was then Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and former Chief of Staff John Kelly looking for help to oppose some of President Trump's policies.
It should have been, go tell the president what your differences are and quit if you don't like what he's doing. But to undermine a president is really a very dangerous thing. And it goes against the Constitution and it goes against what the American people want. And it was offensive.
In a new book, Haley says Tillerson said the reason he resisted the president's decisions was because if he didn't, quote, people would die. Overseas, a new round of clashes between police and protesters in Hong Kong. CBS's Remy Innocencio has details.
This skirmish quickly takes a violent turn. A police officer attempting to subdue one protester, three shots are fired, and the 21-year-old falls to the ground, shot in the abdomen at point-blank range. Several hours later, a man is doused in fuel and set on fire.
Hong Kong's leader says the government will spare no effort to stop demonstrations. Now to South America.
No contentos con eso.
Bolivia's president, Evo Morales, steps down after weeks of massive protests and a push from the country's military. Morales claimed victory last month in a disputed election. His opponents call it a victory for democracy. Turkey says it deported home a U.S. national who's a member of ISIS and was captured in Syria, a German and Danish national also being sent back to their countries. In suburban Austin, Texas, a former substitute teacher is facing assault charges after what happened in class with a special needs student. Here's CBS's Meg Oliver.
Alyssa, look.
The dramatic footage was released on social media. Investigators say the 16-year-old student appears to strike the former teacher, 32-year-old Tiffany Lankford, in the face. Lankford fights back, repeatedly punching the student, throws her to the ground, and stomps on her head. Lankford was arrested at the school in Kyle, Texas, and charged with a second-degree felony of aggravated assault.
What sort of example are you setting?
Michael Bauer had a son who graduated from Lehman High just last year.
Short of them pulling a weapon on you, I don't see any cause for that sort of reaction.
New York regulators have promised an investigation into Goldman Sachs for possible sex discrimination over the way it sets credit limits. It comes after complaints about the algorithms used for Apple Card, which Goldman helps manage. It's been done in other countries now this week. For some in the U.S., Instagram will hide likes on posts. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
Friends can still press that little heart, but only the user who posted the pic will be able to feel the love. Tech writer Taylor Lorenz.
This is healthy for users because it does eliminate some of that tension around sharing and measuring your self-worth against how many likes you get on a picture.
Instagram tried out the hidden likes feature for months in Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Ireland, Italy, Brazil, and Japan.
I think people are freaking out about the removal of likes because it seems so core to the Instagram experience.
Loren says the binary like and dislike is already outdated.
Well, President Trump will be in New York City today for the big Veterans Day parade. He won't march in it, but his attendance is a big deal.
As far back as we can remember, no one's ever accepted our invitation. This year, very honored, very pleased, very excited, President Trump has accepted.
Nick Angione of the United War Veterans Council says Mr. Trump will speak at the opening ceremony to kick things off. Now to Seattle and the story of some veterans who are raising their voices.
This opera, The Falling and the Rising, was commissioned by the U.S. Army Field Band.
The opera is based on interviews with soldiers and veterans in recovery at Walter Reed Medical Center.
Alejandra Valerino Boyer with Seattle Opera says this is the first time the piece will be performed with a chorus full of U.S. military veterans. Many are facing their own challenges. They say they find healing through singing.
When the words are just too much to say. You gotta sing it.
Heather Bosch for CBS News, Seattle.
In Mechanicsville, Virginia, 93-year-old World War II vet James Yarborough gets his honorary high school diploma today. He quit school when he was a senior to join the Army in 1943. WWJ Radio's Jeff Gilbert takes us to Arizona for a seat in a self-driving vehicle at Waymo, which runs the largest test program for these vehicles in the country.
This Chrysler Pacifica not only drives itself, it talks to passengers.
Arriving shortly at Depot.
BJ Garrity's a regular, generally checking email or Facebook while the vehicle navigates heavy traffic, makes turns, changes lanes. That's something that he originally complained was pretty rough.
Over the last year or so, that those lane changes have become smoother and more expected.
Waymo has also slowly started to phase out emergency safety drivers. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Chandler, Arizona.
A military film was number one at the weekend box office. Midway, the World War II epic with a large ensemble cast, took in more than $17 million. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.